This is the closing market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. We're on the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Also had a WASDE report today. So, Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets?
You know, the beans, for one, broke hard in this report. If you look at the chart of no beans, went down almost every day. Ideas that they were leaking some pretty big numbers coming off the report. But not so fast, USDA, the market came out with a friendly report, and it was welcome. In my mind, I just haven't gone along with this, these higher yields that they're reporting. And indeed, they reported lower yields, not a lot, but a little bit lower. The corn number, corn production came out 15.064 billion bushel. They're looking for 15.1. September was 15.134. Corn yield of 173, looking for 173.5, 173.8 in September. Bean production 4.104 billion, that's the lowest in 3 years, looking for 4.132, September 4.146. Bean yield at 49.6, looking for 49.9, last month 50.1. So things are tighter than people thought.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next. October is pork month, and in Iowa, we have no shortage of pork producers to celebrate. In all, there are 147,105 Iowa jobs created by the pork industry through direct, indirect, and induced jobs, and those jobs in turn create $8.64 billion in labor income. Make sure you support one of Iowa's most important industries by enjoying some farm-raised Iowa pork this month. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. December corn is up 8 even at 4.96 even. November soybeans up 37 and a half at 12.90 even. December soybean meal up 15.80 at 3.92.90. Soybean oil up 65 cents at 53.37. On the Merc, December live cattle up 82 cents at 187.80. November feeders up 157 at 253.57. December lean hogs up 12 cents at 70.10. Those are your closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.